Peace by Bobby Womack, Harry Hippie, and stay tuned for CKLN's Word of Mouth, the best news around. I'll see y'all next week. Peace, love, and guidance.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is November 4th, 2009. My name is Daniel Libby, and on the show today, we'll be talking about solidarity, crisis, and conspiracy. Today marks the one-year anniversary since the election of the United States' 44th President, Barack Obama, November 4th, 2008. We've got a full show lined up tonight, as we're going to be hearing some words from segment produced by Robin Yento. It's a segment featuring Fa Lim of the PMP Progressive Molded Products of formerly Vaughn's largest employer that shut down. And he'll be talking about the major changes in bankruptcy and severance laws. And then we've got some clips lined up tonight from the War Criminals Not Welcome Here protest rally that took place in the summer. And then we've also got some clips from this H1N1 swine flu conspiracy controversy we've got going on, plus some news on the gun registry that's been changing here in Canada, and the economic crisis. And we got some music breaks, and we got a whole lot more. So stay tuned to the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We'll be right back. And stay tuned. 7 to 8 p.m. Word of Mouth Wednesday. All right, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're just about ready to get into our first segment because we got a lot of content for you tonight, so we'll just get right into it. This one was sent in by Robin Yento, and it is a clip featuring Fa Lim of the Progressive Molded Products, formerly an employee of Progressive Molded Products, and he'll be talking about what has been happening with the situation at PMP.
Former workers of Progressive Molded Products held a silent vigil outside the Ontario Courthouse on Tuesday of last week to let the courts know they are still owed more than $30 million in severance and termination pay. On tonight's show, we are going to find out what happened to 2,400 workers when on July 1st, 2008, PMP, then the largest employer in the city of Vaughan, closed the doors of its 11 plants. The non-unionized group of workers staged a 16-day picket in front of the main plant, calling for major changes for bankruptcy and severance laws. Fa Lim is the representative of former PMP workers, and he explained what they went through and what they are going through. In this clip, Fa Lim addresses the Stewards Assembly in Toronto about his plant closure.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm here on behalf of 2,400 PMP workers. Progressive Molded Product Limited was a non-unionized auto part manufacturer. We lost our job on last Canada Day long weekend when the company suddenly closed down, owing us over $30 million in severance and termination pay. We were so outraged that we formed the picket line 24/7. For 16 days. Tonight, I want to thank CAW and the labor movement for the standing beside us and extending your solidarity. Now most of the PMP workers are running out of EIs. Some are borrowing from Visa to pay the mortgage, and some borrowing from Money Mart with 20% interest just to survive. How long can we last? We are proud, hard-working people. We want a secure job so that we can make a better life, a better future, and a future for our children. It is a Canadian dream that we all work for. We would rather work than being on EI benefit and stress out on how we can provide a roof and put food on the table with that only 55%. Fighting for EI reform, it doesn't mean we want to live on EI. We need these EI improvements just to get through the rough time like this. We were the victim of the plant closure and this economic crisis, but we are also the fighters, fighting for our right by coming out to rally, signing petition, and lobbying politicians. PMP Now, we stand for politicize, mobilize for the power of the people. Brother and sister, whether you are unionized, non-unionized, employed, unemployed, we need to come together to fight for the change. Your action in this campaign is the best solidarity we could ever ask for. Thank you, brother.
It's beautiful.
For the 7,500 members of the Society of Energy Professionals, we are going to support this going forward. Thank you very much.
Ken Newman, United Steelworkers National Director here, that the steelworkers will be in this fight with you to continue to work for a fair economic justice in this country, and we look forward to that fight. And as other people say that this is possible, let's go do it.
I'm Kim Ginter, Administrative Vice President, and on behalf of CEP, we stand together with all workers to fight during this time of crisis.
Hi, my name is Fred Hahn. I'm here from the Canadian Union of Public Employees, and I want to pledge our union's strong support to standing together with every worker, public sector, private sector.
My name is Cecily Phillips, Vice President from the United Local 75. We pledge to move our co-workers to take action.
The Canadian Union of Postal Workers delivers in the postal sector. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers delivers in the labor movement and in the community, and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers will deliver in solidarity. Thank you.
The elementary teachers of Toronto and OSSTF District 12, we do pledge tonight that we stand firmly behind all workers, public and private sectors, in this time of crisis.
Stephen Martin, representing construction in Toronto and York Region Labor. We stand united with all workers, public and private, in this time of crisis.
And the Canadian auto workers stand proudly with the labor movement, with the social movement, with those most vulnerable into society to demand economic and social justice. To the people in this room, thank you for mobilizing.
Firefighters, thanks for giving me the mic after Mr. Lawenza. On behalf of the 3,100 men and women that serve the City of Toronto, we stand behind you. We're going to do our part to help in this fight.
And we pledge that we will never stop until there are good jobs for all. And-
and for a greater Toronto.
My name is Andy Summers. I'm the Regional Vice President of the Ontario Nurses Association. On behalf of our 54,000 members across this province and the 24,000 that are in the GTA, we stand shoulder to shoulder and in solidarity with the rest of the unions here.
I'm Kevin Corcoran, President of UFCW Local 1000A and International Vice President. On behalf of our 30,000 members of Local 1000A and the 240,000 members of UFCW Canada, we stand in support of all workers during this time of crisis.
John Hull, Director of Organizing for Local 938 of the Teamsters. On behalf of the Teamsters Union, we will stand together with all other workers in this time of crisis.
Smokey Thomas, and I'm President of No Justice, No Peace. So on behalf of the 120,000 members of OPSU and the 22,000 members of OPSU in Toronto and Greater Toronto Area, we pledge we're there and we'll be there till we win.
My name is Paul Taylor. I'm an international representative with the International Alliance of Theatrical and Stage Employees. And I'd just like to say that we will stand together with all other workers in this time of crisis.
Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here and just want to thank Robin Yetto for getting that segment to us. We got some words there on the solidarity. That was recorded at the Stewards Assembly of Toronto. And you heard a lot of different voices, mainly Fa Lim, and then from his speech. And then it went into a lot of voices of solidarity on the sides of the various unions around Canada. And I just wanted to mention one news item that we have here. Government of Canada, this is a news item coming in up on the Long Gun Registry. And there was a vote today, November 4th, in the House of Commons. The Conservative Candace Hoppner's Private Member's Bill C391. To eliminate the registration of rifles and shotguns and require the existing data on more than 7 million firearms be erased, the vote on the private member's bill passed today, 164 to 137. So there, that bill is going to move on to a committee, and it's one step further of the conservative goal, or it looks like there's a lot of parties getting involved with this, because we've got, actually I just wanted to play a quick throwback clip here, an audio clip that we've got from the Word of Mouth Wednesday recorded on Boxing Day 2007. So this one is getting into the archives here. This was an interview, one of the first interviews I did here on CKLN was with Wendy Sukier, the president of the Coalition for Gun Control, guncontrol.ca. You can find a lot more info on the gun control issue. Their latest press release headline today is Jack Layton and Michael Ignatieff are poised to help the Conservatives dismantle the gun registry and turn back the clock on gun control. So this is a major situation that's been going on, that's been developing today as this bill has passed. But just to let you know that it's been going on for years, we'll throw it back to this, just a quick audio segment of Wendy Sukier of the Coalition for Gun Control, what she had to say on in 2007 on the issue of gun control.
Yes, the current federal government has legislation before Parliament to eliminate the need to register rifles and shotguns. They've already used back doors to offer amnesties to gun owners who don't renew their licenses or don't register their guns. And right now, because they have a minority government, they can't actually proceed with their legislation. Stephen Harper wishes he gets a majority government. It's pretty clear that one of the first things they do is dismantle much of the legislation we currently have controlling firearms.
And they got one step closer today, as in the Canadian House of Parliament, the House of Commons, there was a vote today. The private member's bill has passed, and they're going to send it to a committee on the abolition of the long gun registry. They're going to destroy the records of the long guns if this goes through. So we'll be keeping our eyes and ears on what's going on in the news on that. Maybe we'll try to have Wendy Sukier on again in the future on the show. But what we'll do right now, before we get into our next segment, we'll just throw it to a music break, and this one is is a bit of a, well, I think it's a bit appropriate this week because, you know, last week here at CKLN we had the elections for a new board of directors, and I just wanted to play a track called New Bosses. It's by Symmetry and Unknown Misery, and this is off the Death to All Gimmicks mixtape on the Mute Screams Mentaltainment side of things. This is Symmetry and Unknown Misery.
This
New
time,
Boss.
CEOs won't be able to use taxpayer money to pad their paychecks or buy fancy drapes or disappear on a private jet. Those days are over.
Dynamic, dynamic. Mastermind Symmetry, 2000 Divine. Yeah, yeah. Hip hop. Play. It's now or never. Peep into the pits of forever. Every area cold. Leave your stereo cord severed. Over piles of granite and bush using cannons. Little clues left behind. Approved life on red planets. Drift over lost stars. Cats got wrapped backwards. This explains why they're just on par. Got far with the so-called. It's a sick feeling. That's why my guards leave their hopes scrawled on brick buildings. It's real shit. No flies. Niggas waiting on a reason to live. Ever since backbone slide. Scrapping over phone time in the Don jail. To stay connected to their kin. Like Artel, grind through the frozen north sand on grave shifts, cold hands dodging slave ships where the pork stand, looking like Ross Perot. All smiles but scheming with the plot below. The hard style, cut from the same cloth, same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same crosses, served on the same tray. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, same plate. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same cross, served on the same trait. We are the new bosses of today. Staring in the crook's eye, trying to see if he's ill. He's like Aaron Brooks, lacking leadership skills. Moms and pops at odds, trying to even the bills. Between winter and winter, it's the season to kill. With my third eye, saw the wrong executed. It's nonstop. Saddam dropped it, YouTubed it. Lost in black thought, like forgot where your roots is. All for the loot. Of a coup is pressure, rising like I'm on slave cruise ships. Shackled to my brothers in arms, remain ruthless, confused. Seeing suicides, brain nooses, mood shifts, two clips, foolishly fake truces in a two-bob whip. 2009 hasn't cooled off. Gassing brothers with a shine and the mule talk, transparent. Fill up with liquor so we dance errant. Money hungry kids born to underfinance parents. Cut from the same cloth, same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same crosses, served on the same trait. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hanging from the same crosses, served on the same trait. We are the new bosses of today.
King amongst kings, slip amongst many things, many vices, many wings. Getting high because my belly sings. Tiger of the struggle I see. Used to know how to heal the spirit in me. Born again, so it's a new war that I'm storming in. Shifting cloud patterns with weather machines. Colonizing Saturn after poison in the air that we breathe. Brothers killing brothers, it's another cycle of beef. We just stealing to eat, so we seek those of the sea. Colonial thieves controlling our minds. Life is a state, twisted reflection in the mirror. Stay, I'm taking an oath that I will not be shackled to the ball and the rope. Stay strong, self-control, stay focused on your goals. Grab a chokehold of the vices, squeeze until they lifeless. Clench my fist, break the indoctrine of Willie Lynch. Cut from the same cloth, the same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, the same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We all cut from the same cloth, the same clay. We are the new bosses of today. We hang from the same crosses, served on the same tray. We are the new bosses of today.
All right, Word of Mouth Wednesday, we're back here, and we just wanted to throw it to our next segment here. This one is from the War Criminals Not Welcome Here protest rally that occurred during the summer. It was the Bush-Clinton visit to Toronto. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton were in town on May 29th, 2009. We got some words here from the rally that took place in front of the Metro Convention Center. We played some interviews a few weeks ago with Anthony J. Holland splitting the sky from this event. That was on our return show on October 7th, 2009. And, well, we're 4 weeks later, and we're back with the rest of the interviews. Today we've got to play some interviews from this protest rally featuring Annie Michon, who was an MI5 whistleblower. Also, Black Krishna, who's the CKLN Rude Awakening host. And Joshua Boyle, who's from the Justice for Omar Khadr, the CotterLegacy.com movement. And I just wanted to throw it to that clip because this is getting, of course, this is getting closer to the Remembrance Day. And, of course, the issue of war is still very much a big issue going on in Canada, in the United States, and all over the world. So I thought this would be appropriate because the organizers of this protest rally were involved with the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War, nowar.ca. And I just wanted to play the clip. Here you go. War criminals not welcome here. Word of mouth.
You might want to talk to her too. This is Annie Michon.
Yeah, I'm Annie Michon. I'm a former British spy who ended up leaving the MI5 in the 1990s to blow the whistle on their crimes. And I'm also very active in the 9/11 truth movement. I've been helping to build the European movement over the last few years. And I've been invited over by the Canadian groups to do a national tour of 7 events.
And you mentioned that you used to work for MI5. Did you say? But I've also heard of MI6. What's the difference between
them? Yeah, MI5 is the domestic security service. So it's counter-terrorism, counter-proliferation, counter-espionage. MI6 is the foreign wing, so it gathers intelligence abroad. They're more the James Bond side of things.
If you're willing to say, what were the circumstances of leaving?
Because I joined to try and make a difference and try and protect my country. And in fact, I saw so many things going wrong, from incompetence to crime, up to and including murder, that I didn't want to be involved in an organization like that anymore. Longer. So I left with my ex-partner, David Shaler, and we went public in 1997. The main case that made us quit and go public was a case of false flag terrorism, where MI6 had funded Al-Qaeda in Libya to try and assassinate Colonel Gaddafi. And it went wrong and innocent people died, and it was illegal under UK law, so you can't get a much more heinous crime than that. We went public, and because of that, instead of the murderers in MI6 being investigated, we had to go on the run, we had to live in exile for 3 years in France, and David went to prison twice, and many of us were arrested. And it was at a time when MI5 was beginning to investigate Al-Qaeda as a threat, but MI6 was funding it.
Wow. That's a huge scandal. And I guess you're here in Canada now, so I guess you are able to travel now.
Yes, I am. I mean, the case is over. David's been, you know, convicted and done his time in prison. Now I travel around doing a lot of speaking for the 9/11 Truth Movement, talking about false flag terrorism, and also helping to organise other speakers. I've just, over the last few months, organised 2 European-wide speaking tours for the architect Richard Gage, and also for David Ray Griffin, the professor who's written a number of very key 9/11 books questioning the official account.
Truth now! Truth now! Truth!
It doesn't matter who you vote for, it's the same lot get in, isn't it? I mean, they pretend to come from 2 parties, but they're representing the same interests. The international laws of war are clear cut, it's there in black and white. It starts in 1928 with the Treaty for the Renunciation of War, which is nicknamed the Kellogg-Briand Pact. This was the law that outlawed wars. And it says clearly that any act of war that is not in immediate self-defense of an invasion is de facto aggressive and de facto illegal. So we have that, Kellogg-Briand Pact 1928. Then we have the Nuremberg Principles, the Nuremberg Charter, the Geneva Conventions, and the Rome Treaty from 2000. So there are all these laws, and they should be on trial in The Hague at the International Criminal Court.
Bush and Clinton, shame on you!
I have a website, which is www.anniemachon.com. So that's AnnieMachon.
Absolutely. Bush, we know you. We will throw our shoes at you.
We're in front of the Metro Convention Center, and we got a special guest here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Absolutely. This is BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, former CKLN radio programmer, artist, and philosopher, etc. We're here at this event protesting Bush and Clinton, who are speaking here on a speaking tour and reinforcing the false left-right paradigm, like they're actually against each other, but they're coming together on certain issues, which is also dangerous.
Skull and bones,
the Bush and Clinton crime families are in the service of the New World Order banking families that run the world and that created the false left-right paradigm, the false left-right dialectic. In a true democracy, a third party could emerge. When the two have failed decade after decade, a true third party option would emerge. But they train us to think in terms of choosing left or right, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, and this perpetuates that myth that there are actually two presidents who were working against each other with truly opposing views instead of just working different different sides of the same agenda.
Would you say you're seeing this red-blue paradigm in Canada as well?
Absolutely. For instance, I was at the Tamil protest recently, and I talked to a couple of Tamil guys about this. A couple of them blamed it on Harper and the Conservatives, knowing that they're more militaristic and fascistic and less compassionate than the left, supposedly. And they were counting on Michael Ignatieff and Jack Layton to save them. You can talk to the many other groups that have approached the NDP and the Liberals. They won't get true action or change or parliamentary investigations. So definitely the left and right Canada are controlled as well.
It was you, nigga. Tell the truth, nigga. Bush knocked down the tower.
I'm against the International Criminal Court. I'm more for local trials and local jurisdiction. The problem with the International Criminal Court is who runs it and who do they prosecute? And do they go after, say, Bosnian war criminals but not American ones? You see what I'm saying? So I do believe he should be prosecuted, but it should be by perhaps Iraq or perhaps by the U.S. government for violating the Constitution. There are many ways to prosecute him as a war criminal, and the evidence is clear. TorontoChange.com, PressForTruth.ca, Infowars.com. That should get you started. A great movie to understand the entire big picture is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
So do you believe Bush is a war criminal?
Yes, I do, wholeheartedly.
I'm going to try it again. Bill Clinton!
War criminal!
Bill Clinton!
War criminal!
I think Bill Clinton should be in the same place that Bush should be in, and that is behind bars. In Guantanamo Bay!
What do you say, Guantanamo Bay? What do you say, Guantanamo Bay?
My name is Joshua Boyle.
And I just noticed you're handing out a pamphlet that says Omar Khadr, How Canadian? With a question mark.
It's just dealing with a lot of the myths around Omar Khadr when people talk about if he's a true Canadian or a citizen of convenience. Not only was he born here, he went to school in Toronto. His mother went to school in Toronto. His grandparents owned a bakery on Eglinton Avenue. His grandfather ran a shawarma shop on Yonge Street. They're as embedded in Toronto culture and as Canadian a family as you can really have at the end of the day. So we're just trying to open people's eyes to the fact that when politicians say we don't need to intervene because he's not a Canadian, that's bullshit. And although Obama is now in office and Bush's era of irresponsible government is over, it's actually a Bush-appointed judge and a Bush-appointed prosecutor who will be trying Omar and are almost certain to find a guilty conviction against him and sentence him to an unjust sentence. So we're just looking to have him brought to a Canadian court and have a Canadian judge issue Canadian justice and give him a fair sentence. Unfortunately, I think the government of Canada has gotten progressively less responsible towards their own citizens over the past 7 years, and we're actually further from bringing him back now than we ever have been, even though popular support has gone from 20% to 30%. It's now hovering between 60 and 70% of Canadians say they want him back. And if we live in a democracy and democracy rules, then he should be back.
And I guess with Guantanamo Bay closing,
Obama announced he was closing Guantanamo Bay. He said it was going to be the first issue of his administration. We've seen since then that's not entirely true. He's sort of giving back a lot of Bush's promises that he'll still run through with the tribunals, but they'll be closer to the Geneva Conventions and closer to human rights, which really is a lot of bullshit that we already heard from George Bush. And he promised to close it, not to open it under different circumstances. So we'll believe it when we see it. Many people like to judge the Khadr family based on what they see in the media. And I think if you're going to judge somebody, you should judge them based on getting to know them yourself. So if you don't have an opportunity to actually get to know the Khadr family, they actually run their own website, thecotterlegacy.com, where they tell their side of the story. And while I'm not saying that either side is true, you need to see both sides of the story to understand that the truth lies somewhere in the middle. So I would recommend that people who are interested in reading both sides of the story visit thecotterlegacy.com.
The Federal Reserve Bank is a real phony thing, you know. And they talk about, oh, we got to save the system, and you know the banks are the ones that fiddle all the money, you know, and all these toxic bonds or something. What a racket! Canada, Bank of Canada is an actual bank, and we could borrow money at a very low interest. Instead, they passed laws years ago that the government will no longer borrow from their bank account. But in order to stimulate the economy, I guess, and help our friends, they said, well, we're going to borrow money now from the private banks.
Yeah. We could pay ourselves the interest.
Yeah.
Income tax was created. They used war so they could bring in the income tax, right?
And the income tax was associated with a temporary thing, like most temporary things, and it's permanent
slavery.
And even this thing now, the GST tax. I know when Peter Kent was running for the Conservatives, I guess in my writing, and he said, you know, well, we're doing a good thing, we're reducing the GST tax. I said, well, you know, the money I'll save on the GST, the average person won't benefit much, but the guys that spend $100,000, you know. But anyway, this is a good demo.
9/11 was an inside job.
Whatever hit the Pentagon, they had all sorts of video cameras all around the Pentagon, at the hotels, at the gas stations, and the FBI immediately went and took all these cameras. What Obama could do, he wanted to do, would be to just release one of those cameras and see what really hit the Pentagon, because it's suspicious that it was a huge aircraft.
Conspiracy! Illuminati! Information!
Well, more and more Obama is. I got buddies that think he really was chosen by the Spanish. He's part of the deception. I think that he eventually maybe he'll have to come out and reveal some things.
What do you think about this whole program?
FCC!
I think it should have been a day off for everybody today. It should have been a national holiday. Burn Bush Day!
Hail with the New World Order!
I'm with the Media Co-op right now. It's a cooperative media organization in Toronto. MediaCoop.ca.
Four resistors, welcome here!
Word of mouth. We're back here. It is 7:35 p.m., and that was just a clip there from the War Criminals Not Welcome Here protest that was in May 29th, 2009. That was some controversial words, controversial segment, but it's always controversial when George W. Bush and Bill Clinton arrive in any city, but that one was here in Toronto, and I had been recording that for the Toronto Media Co-op, which is mediacoop.ca. It's connected there, and then you heard some of the voices. There was Annie Michon. She is the MI5 whistleblower. More information on her is anniemichon.com. There's also Black Krishna, who's a CKLN host on The Rude Awakening. He's also with the Toronto Truth Seekers. And you also heard Joshua Boyle, who's for the Justice for Omar Khadr group, and he's from the CotterLegacy.com for more information on what Mr. Boyle was talking about. Joshua Boyle was an interesting person to play, thinking about President Obama here on the one-year anniversary of his election, because Guantanamo Bay remains open, and they're saying that it will most likely not be closed by the end of the year, so some people are considering that one of his major broken promise, but I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on. One of the major things that's going on has to do with the economic crisis, which doesn't seem to be over yet. So what I just wanted to play is a quick clip right before we get into some H1N1 news. We're just going to play a quick clip from from last year, actually, December 10th, 2008, when Robin Nieto, the co-host on Word of Mouth Wednesday, interviewed Apolinar Cabrera, a worker involved in a sit-down strike at the Republic Windows and Doors factory. This was a strike by the United Electrical Radio and Machine Workers of America, and I thought of this clip actually a few weeks ago when I saw a movie. It's actually a documentary that's out in theaters now, Michael Moore's movie called Capitalism, A Love Story. It's a movie about the economic crisis, and it features the strike at Republic Windows and Doors, so I think even Apolinar Cabrera might even have made an appearance, because they had filmed a lot of the workers. It's a major part of the Capitalism movie, so I just thought that this is a something very important that's happened in the U.S., and take a listen to this clip from 2008 on the Word of Mouth Wednesday.
Something like this hasn't been seen since the 1930s. The conflict brings in the Bank of America, and to talk more about what's going on today at the factory is Apolinar Cabrera. Can you tell me something about the response of the community and other workers to your to the takeover?
well, when Jesse Jackson was here, it was on Sunday. We felt blessed because we never thought that congressman people around the country it could help us. But now we know that this a congressman and the president elect Obama is saying that he's in our side. So we feel stronger and he came with us and telling us that he's in our side too. And it's time to do something for the people that they receive a lot of millions of dollars and they're not putting the money that they are supposed to put to not losing jobs instead of keep plants open and keeping business.
Word of mouth Wednesday. Those are some words from Apolinar Cabrera of at the strike that occurred last year, and they had taken over a factory there, and Obama put his support behind the workers, and then I believe the workers were eventually compensated by the Bank of America, and that's just one example of the things that are going on with this economic crisis, and, you know, where's the money going, where's it going to, and what's going on with the media, of course, because the economic crisis has taken a bit of a sidestep in the mainstream media, as the mainstream media appears to be focusing on the H1N1 situation. It's a state of emergency going on. So just before we get into that, I just wanted to play a music track that'll get you warmed up for what we're going to be talking about. This one's by Black Krishna. It's called Who Shot Ya? And this is the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We'll be back with more news.
Say you. dead fetus tissue. Don't want it in my mouth from my blood, not from you. Who shot you? Eugenic quick mouth, Uzi and monsters. Bioethics, Deepak, sponsors. People shot, got, nice run, got conquered. We not getting shot, cause we wondered. Who shot you?
The smallpox shot in 2003, the year-long force inoculation program of police, firefighters, military, and first responders, completely collapsed. Look, these bastards won't take their own shots because they know what's in them. They know there's sterilants in those vaccines. Ladies and gentlemen, I have four different of the five different H1N1 vaccine inserts. It says may sterilize you. We posted it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It says this shot is associated with infertility. Now, do you got that?
We give 40, 50, 60 vaccines by the time a child enters college. They're just being vaccinated to death.
The vaccine manufacturers know that the vaccine doesn't work. They know that. They absolutely know. It's never worked.
Word of mouth Wednesday. That was a quick music break there by Black Krishna, just to get you warmed up and into the mindset of what we're going to be talking about, because we're talking about the H1N1 swine flu when pigs fly conspiracy. This is coming up right now. We're going to be throwing it back to an audio track, just in case you're wondering why there's reports on this show and other shows of the possibilities of some conspiracy and some strange stuff going on with this outbreak or this virus, because in 1976 a similar thing happened when there was a swine flu outbreak, and we're just going to throw it to an audio clip from back then, just a quick one to refresh you on that outbreak. And this is just a quick clip here of Mike Wallace, just to set the tone for the present day. Here's the 76.
Where did this so-called deadly variety of flu, where did it first hit back in 1976? It began right here at Fort Dix in New Jersey in January of that year, when a number of recruits began to complain of respiratory ailments, something like the common cold. A few days later, they got the verdict, swine flu.
But that much publicized outbreak of swine flu at Fort Dix involved only Private Lewis, who died, and those four other soldiers who recovered completely without the swine flu shot.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action.
A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu shot? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
It could make you very sick.
And apparently it did. The swine flu shot made many people sick, so they stopped the vaccination program in 1976. I believe up to 40 million Americans were vaccinated during that crisis, but it was stopped because of the sickness from the vaccine, and hopefully that doesn't happen with currently what's going on. But I do know that there is a big push for the vaccine, because this is 2009, and it's a worldwide epidemic, but in the United States, at least, President Obama has declared a state of emergency during this H1N1 swine flu pandemic. So I wanted to play a mix of audio clips here, just a few here, just to get thinking about what's going on. We're going to start off this mix here of clips with a clip of the current Vice President Joe Biden, but it was taped in October 2008, so this is right before President Obama was elected, and you can hear then-Senator Joe Biden predicting that a generated crisis would occur, and then it goes on into this state of emergency here that we got going on.
Mark my words, it will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama like they did John Kennedy. Watch, we're going to have an international crisis, a generated crisis, to test the mettle of this guy. And he's going to have to make some really tough, I don't know what the decision's going to be, but I promise you it will occur. As a student of history, and having served with seven presidents, I guarantee you it's going to happen.
In the last few minutes, we have learned that late last night, the president signed an emergency declaration saying that the H1N1 flu virus has now reached the status of a national emergency.
And most importantly, we need everyone to get informed about
individual risk factors, and we need everyone to take the common sense steps that we know can make a difference. Stay home if you're sick. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your sneezes with your sleeve, not your hands, and take all the necessary precautions to stay healthy.
This strain of swine influenza that's been cultured in the laboratory is something that's not been seen anywhere actually in the United States and the world. So this is actually a new strain of influenza that's been identified.
How could that have occurred? And so we've been putting our mind to the ways in which it could have occurred. And one of the simplest explanations is that it's a laboratory escape.
And these emergency powers that were declared, they can actually, you know, quarantine people in large numbers and say, you either do it or not, else we'll put you here and we'll inoculate everybody.
I think that the vaccine is the pandemic. Bottom line.
Bottom line there, we've got a state of emergency going on. H1N1 vaccines are going on. And some of the clips you heard in there were from Press for Truth. And the last clip there was from Toronto Truth Seekers. And that's a group here, a local group in Toronto, that have a campaign going on that the vaccine is the pandemic. And they were actually, Toronto Truth Seekers and Press for Truth were actually both featured on Infowars.com. So that was a big announcement. Actually, some of the audio that we played a few weeks ago on this show here, Word of Mouth Wednesday, was from a video of the Toronto Truth Seekers, and that video clip got on the Infowars.com. So the word is getting out, and also different theories are getting out, and you heard some of them there, that is, there's a possibility that this virus could have been leaked from a laboratory. And then there's also the we got a clip here of another theory, and this is a theory from the Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi, during a speech to the United Nations, which was on September 23rd, 2009, and he suggests, he talks about the flu pandemic, and he warns, he's warning the world that there could be a fish flu planned for the next. So you've heard it here. Once you hear this clip, and this is the translation clip, because Mr. Gaddafi speaks in another language. So this is the UN translator, and here's that clip.
This swine flu. Perhaps tomorrow we shall have a fish flu. And because we do make sometimes virus in the liberty, and we lose control over them. This means that it is a commercial, it is business. They make the virus so that the capitalist companies will have the vaccinations, create the vaccinations, and they want to sell it. And this is really shame, and this is really bad ethic. Vaccinations should not be sold. Read the Green Book. Medicine should not be sold.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. That was some words, some news. Now you've heard it here first. If you see a fish flu come out next, then most likely this is a major conspiracy that's been planned. Hopefully we don't get to that stage, though. Hopefully they can keep things under control, and hopefully this is not about a capitalist profit-making thing, as Colonel Gaddafi was implying, I should say. And we're just wrapping up here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, but we're just going to read a few event listings, because there's some events going on. We've got tomorrow, actually, November 5th, we got a day of action for a poverty-free Ontario. It's been called by the Canadian Federation of Students and OCAP, the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, and they're joined by other community organizations for a march through Toronto's financial district. That's going on tomorrow, November 5th, and there's a meal rally and march. They are rich because we are poor, and we're not going to take it anymore, is the headline. It's at 1:30 p.m. There's going to be the rally is going to move to St. James Park. And then, but I think that there's also a rally starting here at Ryerson, because I've seen posters all over here. I think it might be at noon tomorrow is going to be where the rally starts. You can see the signs are all over campus here. And then they're going to march over to St. James Park, which is at King and Jarvis Street. And it's part of the campaign for a poverty-free Ontario. It's an Ontario Day of Action. And you can get more info at OCAP.ca. At 2 p.m., they're going to move to Convocation Hall at the University of Toronto for a meetup. And then the citywide march is going to be going to Queens Park at 4 p.m. for a mass rally at the Queens Park Legislature to call for change. You can get more info on this at dropfees.ca. Also going on is the Rendezvous with Madness Film Festival that explores representations of mental health and addiction. It's starting tomorrow, November 5th, and it's going till November the 14th at the Workman Theater, 1001 Queen Street West. More info at rendezvouswithmadness.com. Then on Friday, November the 6th at 7 p.m., the Toronto Socialist Action presents the Rebel Film screening of Capitalism Hits the Fan, a 75-minute documentary lecture at OISE, 252 Bloor Street, room 2212 at the St. George Subway Station. Then we got Saturday, November 7th at 9 a.m. It's the Good Green Jobs for All event featuring keynote speakers Peter Tabbins, Tanika Morgan, and Clayton Thomas Mueller at the All-Stream Building at the CNE near the Prince's Gates. More info at goodjobsforall.ca. And also this Saturday, it's the Toronto Truth Seekers Meetups and Information Distribution at the Yonge Dundas Square featuring an ongoing campaign and alternative information on vaccinations. And more info you can find at torontotruthseekers.com. And then I also noticed here, there's a listing here at the studio for a Real Talks and Movements Forum for youth and people we work with. That's also coming up this Saturday, November the 7th. It's taking place at Metro Hall, which is 55 John Street, in rooms 308 and 309. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's the forum that will bring together black youth in the GTA to address various issues. And so that's a nationwide black youth conference. This is it's called Real Talks and Movements, and that is also coming up on the 7th, brought to you by the Canadian Legal Clinic, Youth Advisory, and the United Black Students at Ryerson. That's at Metro Hall, 55 John Street. And that's about it for us here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. I'm just going to throw it to a music track here before we get into our next show, which is the Blue Remedy featuring the blues doctor Julie Hill. And I also wanted to make sure we thanked Victor Baines Marshall, who's the host of the Middle Passage before our show, because sometimes I forget to thank him at the beginning. So I just want to make sure we thanked him for keeping it going here at CKLN 88.1 FM, 7 to 8 p.m. Just going to play our outgoing track here. It's called Paradise. It's produced by Soul for Hire, and it's featuring Logical Ethics, Ian Kamau, and Unknown Misery. Word of Mouth Wednesday. Peace. Word out. Much respect. Word is bond. Word out.
This is life.
Place is safe, clear skies with the wind on my face. Just a taste is all I need. Away from this corruption, mass consumption, and greed. A place where nobody has to hustle to eat. The concrete or high rise, state buildings, a place so we can raise children and let love circulate without the hate feeling. Where every day feels like the beginning of summer. Chilling by the lake, late reminiscing the struggle that's no more. Like them days when we was dirt poor, broke food from Miss Bev on the third floor. We made it through the worst storm on the search for what we thirst for. Like justice, equality, freedom. We gotta work more hard to unite. Every culture is one. Under the sun, we shall overcome. We'll stop until the war is done. To everybody, hats, food, shelter, and clothes. We planets are sold. My heart is telling me so. In paradise.
You know you gotta love your life.
Noises in my city, I look for someone nice. It ain't no good life, I'm looking for paradise. Tiger the mama working these nights and days to feed a family. Stressed that night, she stays. Cause these days, not much change except my age. The Bible lost the lock and innocent in the cage. My head is feeling heavy, I learned to manage the weight. Through the darkness, I can see the light, so come see her with me. I miss my little soldier and my little soldier miss me. The truth is getting older, I'm trying to leave the whiskey and say peace to shifties, bun a piece of her, forgive me. Before I go, everyone that's been rolling with me through the thick and thin. Love, we all know life ain't easy. Love to people who always let me be me. In the struggle that we live, there's only one way out. So don't shed a tear, I'm in paradise now.
You know you gotta love your life.
Paradise calling, cast out of the garden. spirit cries out while our hearts do harden. Harder than the concrete, we live within the walls. Within right angles, we strain to hear the call. It seems in the day-to-day, they always choose to mention the pot of gold, but the road is paved with good intention. With the wealth of the world, they ridicule the peasant. They think that paradise is the pleasure of the present. They wish to rule above all, not thinking they are equal. But paradise, in fact, is the freedom of the people. And if this life is destiny, destined to be a test, then what of the oppressor? Blessed are the oppressed. Suffering explodes from the seeds of our desire, blooming from the branches of trees made of fire. But if our spirit shelters, our nature should intervene. As if the trees are burning, I'd rather swim in the stream. We live within a dream, the nightmare of destruction. Divine freedom controlling the means of consumption. Meaning I work for and don't make for what I have. Choose it for myself if I choose to walk a path. Pursuing the ruling class, seeking the hand of stain with the blood of those who wish to see paradise again. Because we know it's calling, convinced that we once had it. And if life is a test, then I pray that we will pass it.
You know you gotta love your life.